On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's basketball team on Tuesday night defeated St. Scholastica. They will host Winona and Upper Iowa this weekend. Colleen McKay with us, one of the few upperclassmen on this team. Congratulations on the win on Tuesday.
Thank you.
After the weekend you had last weekend, how important was any kind of win earlier this week?
It was really nice to have a game after our weekend of losses. Just kind of get that taste out of our mouth and put everything together and say, hey, we can do this. We need to hold ourselves to higher standards, and to get the win was really nice.
What went wrong last weekend?
I don't think we came with the right mindset. We actually played well against tough competition earlier in our season, non-conference, but I just don't think we were mentally tough enough last weekend.
You finished Friday against Moorhead 0-for-7 from behind the three-point line. You start on Saturday and you're down at 1 point, 22-2. As a player, are you saying, all right, the game is already over, or are you still trying to figure out a way to get a win?
Well, you never want to give up as a player, but I don't think I've ever started a game down 22-2 either. So it's definitely hard to, I mean, especially in a conference game, you're not going to come back easily against a good team. We can't let ourselves get down by that much. But you still don't want to give up. You have to do what you can with the time you have left, and I think we did a better job at picking it up in the second half.
Is it hard to break the rest of the game into little chunks and just win those little chunks of time? Or is that actually the easier way to do it?
Well, I think it's important in the college game. There's a lot of ebb and flow throughout the 40 minutes. And it's important to, once you get momentum, keep it. And if you lose it, only lose it for a play or two and not for 5 minutes. I think that's where we get hurt a lot, is letting the other team have too long of a streak. So we need to eliminate that and take it possession by possession and make the most of each play.
I realize it's been a while since you played high school basketball, but you know, high school basketball has more stoppages. I'm trying to remember when they went to halves instead of quarters in Minnesota, but I'm guessing you still played with quarters. Is that correct?
I'm not that old. Well, or does that age me, actually? yeah, we played quarters, I think, up until my junior year of high school, maybe.
Is it easier there because you have those natural stoppages and you can kind of restart at the start of a quarter and say, all right, let's go win the start of the next quarter, instead of in college where you got two 20-minute chunks and that's it?
Yeah, I think it is. And the thing that's different about high school is a lot of times players will play the whole game. And so if you're tired, you can say, look up at the clock, and in a quarter say, oh, there's only 2 minutes left, as opposed to when there's halves and you have 12 minutes left. But in college, it's different. It's such a more fast-paced game than in high school. And there are more subs and there are people who can replace the other person. And it's not that big of a difference, where in high school you're 10th person usually isn't as good as your 5th.
How much did your freshmen grow up last weekend, kind of getting kicked in the teeth a little bit?
I think they were all kind of shocked at the level of play in conference, and I still don't know if they realize that every game is going to be that way. It was nice to play St. Scholastica on Tuesday, but we're not going to have any more games like that, so we can't expect that we're going to show up, and not that we just showed up, but you know, we can't show up and expect to win a game. You really have to be mentally and physically ready to go every minute of a game.
Of course, this is also finals time. How much have they been kind of deer in the headlights this week, trying to figure out class schedules and test schedules and still practice schedule and game schedules?
Well, it's an adjustment, and finals are a challenge for everybody, but we're actually studying after practice as a team, and I think that'll help them focus and make sure that they're prepared for testing. And it does take a lot of energy to have the demands in the classroom and on the court, but it's a challenge that you have to step up to, and I think they're good students, and they'll make it work.
You've played these two teams enough to know what to expect out of them. What do you expect out of Winona tonight and Upper Iowa tomorrow?
Winona's always a good shooting team. They move the ball well. I think they're 5-0 right now, so we're definitely going to have to play well against them. And Upper Iowa's scrappy and physical. You know, they usually don't have a very good record, but they're not someone you can look past either, so we need to come ready to play against both teams.
Good luck this weekend, and thank you much.
Thank you, Ryan.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.